I want. Today, the New York City Council voted to pass two controversial bills, ZQA, Zoning for Affordability, and MIH, Mandatory Inclusionary Housing. Protesters who had attended a rally earlier in the day were in the gallery at the City Council. They were first heard as Councilmember Inez Barron explained her no vote.
I want to explain my vote.
Please continue, Councilmember.
Thank you. I want to explain my vote on ZQA and MIH. As I stated at the subcommittee, at the Land Use Committee meeting, I appreciate all of the great work that was done, and I see the differences and the changes that have been brought forth in this final document. But I do not think that it goes deep enough nor broad enough to represent the people.
No clapping, please. No clapping. There will be order in the chamber.
To include the representatives of the people that I represent. And I'm a card-carrying member of the AARP. I've had my card for about 20 years because you don't have to wait till you're a senior to get it. But I just want to say that the ZQA talks about building on parking lots, and if it's a 202 senior development, you need to request a waiver to do anything other than keep it as a parking lot. And I wonder where the city is in regards to making sure that they've made those overtures to have that happen. And then in regards to MIH, I just feel that we haven't done enough to come up with a document that addresses the 58,000 homeless people that we know exist in our city, the people who are living in shelters in my district over which we are oversaturated, and the ability of developers to still continue to have off-site, even though it's been said that there are disincentives for them to do that. But I just don't think that it goes broad enough and deep enough. Most of the people in my community earn less than the $35,000. So, yes, there's a cap there, but it doesn't go deep enough to represent those people in my community. So for those reasons, and to say that the rate of return is not sufficient for developers to be encouraged to have affordable housing, I think that we need to talk about that rate of return and decide who establishes it and what it should be. And as we talk about 25% and 30% affordable, we're saying 70 and 75% market rate. Thank you. I vote no on 334 and 335.
Thank you, Council Member.
I vote no on 334, 335, and 1096A. Thank you.
Did you get that? Thank you, Council.
Then the vote came round to Council Member Margaret Chin, who voted aye.
I stand here today in support of mandatory inclusionary housing and zoning for quality and affordability. I believe they are crucial in the effort to build affordable housing for a city that desperately needs it. I would like to thank our speaker for your leadership, Chair Greenfield, Chair Richard, the land use staff, Raju Mann and his team, and also a special thank you to Roxanne Early and all the community board in my district,
Councilmember,
our Manhattan Borough President.
Chin was interrupted by protesters and the gallery was cleared.
If there is no order in this chamber, you will leave.
Council Speaker Melissa Mark Vivarito says she understands this is a very passionate issue.
And we do not take away from people needing that need the field to express themselves. We've given a lot of room and opportunity for voices to be heard. And as I was explaining to the press earlier, we are in a situation where, as leaders and as legislators, things will come before us where we will not be able to please everyone.
Brooklyn Councilmember Jemani Williams expressed reservations, but he voted for the bills.
I believe the community boards were definitely heard. I wanted to clarify two things on my opposition for MIH. The opposition is not for fear of not having a perfect plan. I also don't believe ZOQA is perfect, but I will be supporting that. It is not for fear of compromise. We did push for a 30% option. I'm proud to have been a part of a group of folks that helped get us to 40% with an average that will get us to 30%. I believe in all of that, and so I'm proud of that. It was one principled objection is what I believe with one simple fix we would have been able to make it truly a mandate. I think it is a very good plan for those of us that welcome low-income units into our communities, but there is no mandate for those who have historically rejected low-income units in their district. And it's not about higher incomes. I believe that those high incomes should be included in all of the rezonings because they need help too. It just shows how much help those at the lower ones need as well to help break up the segregation in the city. I believe a mandatory minimum in all of the options like we did in one would have been very good. I thank my community board 17, 14, 18. There is no perfect plan, as mentioned. ZQA, I think, very much met their needs and the things that were brought up. The one lesson I will say is my hope is we look at communities, black communities, Latino communities, and poor communities as bellwethers of what's happening to everyone else, whether it's gun violence or housing affordability, as we often wait until it's too late to act.